Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
We've been mentioning it for the last couple of days, and you know that I am an absolute petrol head. I like things to go at a million miles an hour. There's only two speeds, stop or flat out. And this weekend, it's round four of the Offshore Superboat Championships happening on Lake Macquarie. And it's great that we've managed to have a chat to one of the drivers who's going to be there, hooning around the lake in a very safe fashion, from Team 88, Michael Ethel. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you going?
Not too bad at all. Welcome to the Hunter. I assume you've been here before.
Yeah, we have been. We've been down here the last couple of years racing in Newcastle Harbour, but this is our first time in Lake Macquarie, so it's all very exciting.
Are you a little bit confused because you're offshore powerboating? Is it going to be easier doing it on the lake?
It brings a whole new challenge to all the teams racing on lakes. Obviously, we're used to being out in the big open water and leaping off massive swells, but this weekend is going to be more flat track style racing, so it's going to be fairly interesting, and there's going to be a new challenge for everyone.
Does it mean it's going to be a little bit faster for the boats?
Yeah, potentially it can mean it's going to be full throttle, so it's going to be a lot of high speeds and people gearing up and propping up for big top speeds.
The boats are so impressive because you look at them, there's speed boats and then there's the kind of things you guys have got. They're so high tech and the motors are massive on them. Two people, you're the driver and the throttle man is your dad, Griff. How do you go having your dad in the boat with you? Is there any issues where your dad tells you what to do or, you know...
Absolutely not at all. Dad's got a lot of years of experience in racing. He's been racing for probably the last 30 years, so I have a lot to learn from him. So if he tells me to do something, I know what he's talking about, and I just listen.
So I'd imagine, is there communication or is there much communication between the driver and the throttle man, or basically both of you know what you need to do, when you need to do, and you just get on with the job?
When we first starting out, there was a fair bit of communication between us, obviously giving me a bit of direction and giving me a few pointers, but now we tend to have a pretty good rhythm with each other, so we don't need to say a lot. If he has something that maybe I've made a mistake, he'll just correct me and get on with the job.
I was lucky enough to be on Newcastle Harbour a couple of years ago and I was watching you guys go out. We were staying in the harbour on one of the dive safety boats, and I was just looking at the bang, bang, bang as you're going out, and I'm thinking, you must keep the chiropractor well and truly in Porsches and holiday homes. How much effect does it have on the body?
Not a great deal. If it's a really rough race, we'll feel a bit sore afterwards, but we are strapped in to our 5-point safety harnesses in racing seats, so we tend to... Yeah, the boat will absorb a lot of the impact around us, and a few of the bigger guys have suspension seats, so they're sitting on a nice cushion, whereas we're not. But unless conditions are really rough, it's not too bad.
Like a big truck driver's seat that goes up and down, whatever. That sounds like a little bit too much luxury.
It is a little luxury.
If it's not a personal question, what's the boat worth if someone wanted to buy one?
Our boat's probably worth around the $100,000 mark, which is sort of mid to early level entry on it. Obviously, the bigger ones are worth millions, but we don't really ask those questions.
Okay, so is it that situation where you just look and you nod and they know what you're saying and you know what they're replying to?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, look, I understand that. It's going to be a great weekend. Wonderful to have you here. It's just go as fast as you can and cross the line first? Is that quite as simple as it is?
No, not really. I mean, the key element to this sport is endurance, and it's all about getting across the finish line with everything working in one piece. So flat track racing, while it's not a physical challenge, it's still a technical challenge. So you still need to nurse your gear through and... Be there at the end to cross the finish line first.
Yeah, you don't win the race on the first lap, do you?
Absolutely not.
Hey, one of the things I love about it being on Lake Macquarie is there's going to be so many amazing vantage points. You're just going to have so many people out there checking it out. Again, welcome back to Newcastle. Good luck. Fingers crossed. Hope you and your dad, Griff, do very, very well. And thanks for giving us your time this morning.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me.
2NUR FM 103.7.